Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody you know. Because everybody needs to hear this. This is a message that needs to be heard throughout the world. All the people need to take this to heart. I'm not saying this to somebody who's basically looking to get the biggest audience. I'm saying this to everybody out there because this is essential. This is crucial. This is vital. This is a message all need to hear. Everybody needs this. This is a message to all of us. So please, listen. Listen carefully. Take this to heart. You're listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. And this show is brought to you by Organic OK, who is sometimes on this show and has many shows on the net of his own. You can hear all the shows, everything, on the Blog Talk Radio site. Check out somebody else, a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. Boy, she got something going on. Now, all right. It's 10:31 here on the program, Kakuna from the microphone. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Call in. Hear it. All right. Now, you know the story by now. I happen to be a man who was living in McKinleyville, California for the longest time. I was living there. I was doing just fine. I was doing all right. I was doing well. I was mostly just drifting and coasting through life. I'd mostly done that throughout the course of my life. I did the bare minimum. I was the kind of guy who stopped and smelled the roses. I just wanted to sit back and partake it all. God on by. The truth is, basically, it didn't look like it was going to be in the cards for me to basically do something great. Now, just hear me out here. Even the most mediocre people can rise to the occasion when basically something calls out to them, for them. Here's something. That's a thing. It really is something. Now, the truth is, as I was living in McKinleyville, I did everything there was to do there. You can do anything in McKinleyville. We got it all. We got so much going on that the truth is, don't ever want to leave. I mean, when I left high school, my parents wanted me to get a job in my own place. But there weren't vacancies around. There weren't basically, McKinleyville has everything. Everybody wants to stay there, go there, whatever. There weren't available places, and there weren't jobs wanting. Where are their jobs now? There's just so many people. It's become a problem. You have to adapt. Many people force themselves to leave. I had everything there was to do there except find work in my own place. At one point, I had a fight with my family. My parents wanted me out of the house. They couldn't afford to take care of me anymore. This is not because they wanted time to themselves. My parents never really enjoyed each other's company. They stayed together mostly as a last resort for survival. I was kind of a buffer, you know. But even they said, not another mouth to feed. So there I was, out of the house. I left with only the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even full. I started walking around just thinking, oh my God, I'm on the street now. I'm actually homeless. What am I going to do? Life is so damn brutal. I'm not going to make it. I walked down through the woods and whatnot. I walked down to the woods. I was thinking about all kinds of things. But the truth is, I personally was just without means, without means. I was personally without, I was without. I was without any real means. I was just walking through the woods, walking through the forest. We have a beautiful forest. I've been on that hike so many times. I rode horseback. I walked. I did everything there was to do there. And then I happened to come across a group of guys who were just sitting there, camping out, whatever. It's just, I don't know. There they were. I sat down with them. We talked. One of them, name was Organic OK. He said that he was a philanthropist, a wealthy philanthropist, going around trying to help the community fix things, make them better, help with the homeless epidemic. I was shocked, and then he asked me to join him. Man, I was thinking, all right, sure, what else have I got to do? They told me to get down on one knee, and then he basically touched me on the shoulder with two fingers, and he said, IW DJ Butterfly Feces, IW that. You basically are part of this trip. I asked why DJ Butterfly Feces, and he told me this anecdote about how everybody knows about the cocoon that the caterpillar goes into, the little workshop. He tours away in there until he emerges a beautiful butterfly. People don't realize when the butterfly leaves droppings behind, that's fertilizer that helps everything grow, organic matter. I said, fine, but I don't want to be named Bug Drop. I said, dude, my way or the highway, okay? You want to join us? You want me to take care? Look, I'll fund you. You can come along, but you got to play ball. Got to play ball. Absolutely. I don't know what to do. I felt so without means. I went on the trip, and, you know, we went all over together. I mean, we did all this stuff we were doing in there. The job was, I was supposed to pick up garbage and help the homeless every way possible. Try to find them housing and shelter temporarily. Listen to their story. When we last left this story, we were in New York. Now, New York, it was the biggest city in America, so it's going to have the biggest homeless problem. I'm not kidding. The biggest homeless problem. They also have the biggest trash problem, too. I was exhausted picking all that up. I was just like, do they have trash cans in New York? Does everyone just throw everything on the street? And I realized, they don't just throw everything on the street. They throw everybody out here. This place is overwhelming. I heard stories from people who wanted to leave. They wanted to leave because New York was just... They say if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, but they couldn't make it here. They wanted to go. Our people were sick and tired of the rudeness and congestion of New York City. It's a city where it's just too loud and noisy. There's too many people. Dang. It's a problem. It was a problem. I basically remember I was in Los Angeles and they came up with the idea of these housing pods. once it was still a business, you had to be have enough money to spend some time in there, but at least they were sheltering a few people. They were. But our goal was basically to try to get them to shelter everybody. How could that work? Well, those businesses that failed, they can be torn down to make more apartment buildings for people in the first place. Second of all, make them cheaper. Cut out the frills if they have to. Find a way to make sure everybody is sheltered. Everybody. We're all in this. Why are we so divided against one another? Why? Dang. I invited some of the guys, basically, to come to with a park to me to play basketball. And we had a ball. We were basically not everybody wanted to come with me because some were basically too tired and sick to get up off the street. Some need to stay there and beg. Some realized that, you know, the more you work out, the more you're going to need something to eat. And people are starving here. Some people had everything. Not enough people are well off. Not enough people are getting by. It's a thing. It's a real problem. What could we do? I talked to Organic, and I basically mentioned something about trying to get more housing pods, whatever, trying to make sure there are more places to shelter these people. Look, there's got to be, look. Think about how much area, how much room there is in the world. Now, there's not necessarily a lot of civilization society, but if we built more places for people to live, so, dude, the problem ain't just that there ain't enough places for them to live. It's just not enough money. Some of them, they get thrown on the street, and they've been here so long, they don't know how to walk the line and, you know, pay bills and maintain a home and a job and a life anymore. Then I realized how many were just doomed. Things were bad. Things were really broken here. What to do? I noticed that basically they had come up with some kind of compost program. They were taking a lot of the garbage, whatever. It took like so much to pick up. You know, I wondered if basically one of the answers to basically fixing the garbage would be just leaving all the garbage there and forcing them to deal with it, forcing them to really look at it. So they'll never litter again. But that Indian that shed a single tear over pollution could teach them something. Nah, people in New York were so damn callous. Went back to the court and shot hoops. It was beautiful. We basically did something. We made like a performance for ourselves. We made a message. I tried to encourage all the homeless people. I asked what their story was. Most of them had more or less the same story to tell. They never saw themselves on the street. They were hardworking people just trying to get by. Nowadays, you often own stock, investment property. You have to if you want to get by. You have to basically... was a new day and a worse one. Things have just become so messed up. 45 minutes after the hour here on the program, Graham Kakuna for the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one only. Call in. Let us know what you're thinking. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, this show is brought to you by Organic OK. Check out a little talent by the name of Maya Harrison. She's out there doing big things. She's out there making music. Beautiful magic. Check her out. Now, I found myself at a loss, really. I mean, once again, I knew that once again, I tried the housing pod. Now, they basically, everything in New York costs a lot more because you're paying for all the action, the metropolis and population of the big city. Even though it can make you kind of just, you know, people don't really look out for each other out here. It's a bad one. I try to convince basically all the homeless people that I met, if we could just unionize, organize, work together for something, we can all just connect. Connect like a chain. We want all that. We need it. It can be done. It can be